Good evening and welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis. Every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 Mountain, 7 to 8 Central, and 8 to 9 Eastern on BBS Radio at www.bbsradio.com. Where if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Tonight, Saturday, February 17th, 2007. Our host will be interviewing Dr. Eugene Miller, Doctor of Chiropractic, regarding some of the most incredible healing enzymes in recent discovery. Dr. Miller will be discussing the heart and how easy it is to heal and regenerate it. Heart disease does not have to be one of the number one killers in this country as it is today. Dr. Miller will also be discussing cancer and how we all have a choice right now of so many effective cures for this dreadful disease. Stay tuned, listeners. This will be yet another very enlightening show. We will be taking calls during the last one half hour of our show. So, to call in, the numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Canada, 888-810-8322. Let me repeat that number again. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Again, we'll be both taking the calls at the last half hour of our show. And as always, please be sure to have a pen and paper ready to write down any useful information you will hear on The Simple Truth tonight and every Saturday night. To all those listening, be sure to have a bottle or a glass of good, pure drinking water ready, as our daughter Sunshine has something special to share with us all. Many thanks to our producer, Donald Newsom, for BBS Radio and what he and all those involved have done with BBS Radio Network. BBS Radio is the first to bring you truth, knowledge, consciousness, and so much more directly through the Internet. Now, we can finally get truth out there to those who are so desperately seeking it. Announcements. All announcements will be posted on the Trusted News Trader link at the blog site on bbsradio.com. Please post anything you feel may be of interest to our listeners, or simply email our host with any information that would or could be useful to our audience. As also check in for any updates at any on our main website at www.tobehealthynow.com. Again, that's www.healthynow.com. And for any questions, feel free to contact our host anytime at sacredtech@cox.net. Again, that's sacredtech@cox.net. And now, here's our beautiful daughter, Sunshine, to help us bless our drinking water. Sunshine?
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening in tonight. Now let's get our glass or bottle of good, pure drinking water and place it in between both your hands. Take a deep breath and repeat after me. We love water. We thank water. We respect water. We are all water. We are all one. Thank you, Creator. Of course, you can continue with your own words of light and love. Anything you choose that is good, positive energy. With all my love, thank you. And now here's the host of The Simple Truth, my dad, Jeff Lewis.
Oh, that was wonderful. Hello and good evening, folks. And thank you, conscious listeners, for joining us again tonight. Now our eighth show, I think, now, here on BBS Radio. This has been a lot of fun being able to get the truth out there, again, to those who are so desperately seeking it. Stay tuned, listeners, as you haven't heard anything yet. And please be sure to hear our past shows on BBS Radio Archives at bbsradio.com. All the show information is up now. Thank you, Don, my producer, and our host's first radio show with Dr. Fred Bell is also up on our site right now. Fred will be done shortly, I'm sure. And be sure to listen to that one. That was, I think, one of my best shows yet. That was incredible. So we're going to see if we can top this, Gene, see what we can do here. So to our many listeners out there, as I said before, it is my intention and passion for the simple truth to be about cutting-edge health, nutrition, advanced healing technologies, and modalities from around the world. It is also my intention with every show to freely give out viable, effective, and or affordable and easily accessible healing suggestions and modalities that you can do and or use right in the comfort of your own home. It is also my mission and passion to address the current untold news that is just not in the media regarding lawful and legal issues regarding our rights, our freedoms, our property, our children, and our very futures. Need information on this topic, please simply email me anytime and put links to Freedom, Truth, and Justice in the email subject box, and I will address that for you. Only through truth, folks, can we educate anyone regarding our God-given rights, freedoms, our children's futures, our property, our health, and the very laws given to us by our Creator. Whew, that's a long sentence. God has granted us, each and every one of us, all the same rights. So claim them. Be sure to freely share what you learn here tonight, pass on the knowledge, and thanks for listening and being aware. Disclaimer, every show, do not take my word for it or the word of our guests when it comes to your health or your freedom and rights. This show and its websites and BBS Radio and its websites will not be held liable for the results achieved or not achieved from the use of our products or suggestions. This program is for educational purposes only and not meant to replace the advice of a conscious family doctor or a conscious family lawyer. Always seek for yourself. Educate yourself, and you will discover the truth in anything you seek. Stay in the light, seek, and ye shall find. So, with all that said, let's get started tonight with our very special guest, Dr. Eugene Miller. Dr. Miller, how are you doing tonight?
Good evening, youngster. How are you tonight?
Oh, a little out of breath right now. It's been quite exciting picking up my friend from the bus station, getting ready for the show and getting the kids, everybody in order here so we can just quiet down a little bit and slow down and do I want to have fun tonight. I really do want to have fun tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. It was wonderful hearing your daughter for the first time. I had never heard of her. How old is she?
She just turned 7.
Oh, my goodness. And you're priming her already. My God, we have a new executive vice president here.
That's wonderful. We're going to be starting a business for the kids, actually, that I can announce on tonight's show. It's going to be this amazing candy that has xylitol for a sweetener, which prevents and helps eliminate cavities. It's going to have inositol, which works for the brain and B vitamin functions in the body, which kids need. And it's going to have vitamin C for that nice sweet tart taste. And it's all in a powder form, and we're going to make this into different various candies. And you know, the sky's the limit. We're going to use agave for some of the more expensive stuff. But my kids are going to launch a whole line of these candies that grow the cavities, make the kids smarter.
Well, that's important. You're attacking it early. The young people are the ones that really have to suffer. I know back growing up in the 50s and the 60s, we had poliomyelitis, which was very, very big. It was a viral thing. And of course, they were not handling it very well, and that's the reason we have so much, as far as AIDS is concerned today, so many different types of cancer and things of this nature. And it's all a result of vaccination. But I don't want to talk about vaccination. That's a whole thing unto itself.
Well, you missed my show because you've been so busy with your shows and your conference calls, which we need to get people plugged into, by the way, which I will be on, you said, next week. Last week I had Dr. Harris Coulter. He's the one who wrote The Shot in the Dark about the vaccinations.
The Shot in the Dark?
Doctor. It's a very well-known book. He also wrote the series The Divided Legacy about the whole medical paradigm and what they're doing and basically the medical mafia at this point. Very, very interesting character. I had him on. I was actually his therapist during when he had a stroke and got some results, as a matter of fact. And when that happened, his family didn't want that because he has this amazing cure he uses for cancer. And the family saw the money, and they wanted the money not to heal Pop, so they kind of let him, you know, slip through. But we are working on him again. His colleagues have found out what was going on. All his homeopathic colleagues from Germany and all abroad have come across and got him started on some protocols. And
is he from Germany?
He from Germany, no. He speaks fluent Russian. I'm not sure exactly where is he from. He's local. He's from the States. He's from the United States.
Uh-huh.
His books, anyways, are through North Atlantic Books and Amazon Books.
Well, Shot in the Dark, I thought there was a movie by Peter Sellers and Elkie Summers. or maybe you're, maybe I'm mistaken.
It could have been, but this was a book that you authored.
This is before your time. I'm being facetious, you know.
But we're not here to take a time on the Harry part of it. We will have him on again because he's got a lot to say, and he's working on some current stuff that you're going to be very interested in as well. But let's get started with tonight's show and the background of how you got into the field of chiropractic, and maybe we can
That goes way back to when I was a young infant, young boy growing up, as we all do. As asthma is a very, very important thing in young people that are growing up. And when you're young, you're skinny and what have you, and they have no answers. My father had no answers. The medical science had no answer. And I went to a chiropractor when I was 11 years of age, and he was jumping on my back. And of course, I was obnoxious, and I was a sick kid. Uh-huh. And here's a guy jumping on my back, and I said, his name is Paul Stock. I said, Paul, what are you doing? He said, I'm realigning the vertebrae in your spine. He was a National University graduate, which is the number one university in the world really for chiropractic and drugless practitioners. And I used to have asthma attacks so severe that I would turn blue. And my father, being from Germany, et cetera, he thought young boys had to be courageous, like Spartans. They had to be very strong. And we would walk in the cold, sub-zero weather. And I used to turn blue. My father was not intelligent enough then to know what to do. But he did have enough knowledge to take me to a chiropractor who did adjust my spine. And I would think it was maybe 11 years of age then. I was very thin. It was the last asthma attack I ever had. I've never had one since. So I got interested in chiropractic. I knew I would be going to the field of science. Why I knew then, I didn't know. And by the time I was 13, I had read Beth and Taylor Practices of Medical Practice and Gray's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. I had a vocabulary. By the time I was 13, there was the equal of a college student. So that's how I got tied up in chiropractic.
Uh huh.
And then I was going to go into medicine and be a pediatrician because I felt so sorry for these poor kids until I walked through a pediatric ward and I see these hydrocephalic children, these beautiful looking babies that had these pumpkin heads. That was just it destroyed me. As far as medicine was concerned, I was done there. I said, here, I'll stay with holistic. I'll go with natural therapy, no more allopathic therapy. I couldn't take the drugs anymore. The drugs were killers. And the penicillin, back in those days, a 1cc inoculation of penicillin was 25,000 units. Now they're in the millions.
Wow.
That's how much the bacteria has mutated and become so powerful.
And resistant, right?
It's unbelievable. Also, one thing, people talk about viruses, they talk about moles, they talk about all these different pathogens. Well, these pathogens are what they call pleo, P-L-E-O, pleomorphic. They are able to change like Frankenstein. They can go A, B, C, and D, whatever model you want. It could be a bacteria today, it could be a virus tomorrow. This is why it is so difficult for a hematologist or a lab person to really identify some form of pathogen in a condition like that.
Well, you know what? That verifies what I've always told my clients is that unless you've got a microscope present when you're dealing with frequency generators out there, all these people buying these so-called Rife devices or whatever they may be, and they say, I've got this frequency generator. Okay, wonderful, but do you realize that even though you're looking at a book that tells you cancer of this type in this part of your body may have this specific frequency, if you actually test two different people, same age, same sex, same cancer, same place, they'll be different.
Positively.
They're not the same. You have to oscillate or change the and that's what Rife was on to when he fine-tuned the devices to get right to the correct frequency of oscillation of it, and all of a sudden it starts to just fall apart and explode and leak and blow up or whatever would happen to the pathogen. But that's what he did, and it was very effective.
Well, here in Illinois.
Hold on a second. But people need to understand this. Frequency generators do not move the lymph. You have to move the lymph. You can't just kill these things off in your body and let them float around, and then you drink a bunch of water and maybe, you know, hope you get them out. You have to move the lymph at the same time to move them out because they are extremely, very toxic. Am I incorrect here, Dr. Miller?
Positively.
When dead, they become
extremely
more toxic to your body than when alive.
That is not only imperative, that is fanatical.
So moving the lymph.
And the reason for here, you've got 6 quarts of blood being moved by a heart. And these veins and arteries have little valves in them. When there's eddying current, the heart, the systolic goes up and pushes the blood. Diastolic is the heart rest. Well, that blood comes back down, but it's got little valves, little endothelial valves, lining of tissue that hold that blood into place. Now, when they break down, of course, you get hemorrhoids, varicose veins, things of this nature. But the lymph system has double that, has 12 quarts a viscid material in there. The viscosity is very much thicker than blood, and it becomes like glue. It becomes actually hardened. And if you don't open up those channels, and that's where your immune system is at. And people don't realize that 70% of all your immune system is in the digestive tract.
Correct.
And that's where we go when it comes to AIDS. That's where we go when it comes to cancer. We even go there when it comes to heart. Now, last weekend, every Thursday we meet in the Conrad Hilton. It's in Oak Lawn, Illinois, 95th and Cicero. We take blood samples of maybe 25 different people. We project this through a microscope, a dark field illumination microscope, onto a screen. And we show these people their blood. Now, this I never even told this to you either. There's no agglutination, but they call it Roulet. Roulet was a French doctor back in the turn of the century, up to 1920. And they show where these red blood cells. Now, a red blood cell, people think a blood cell is just wrong. It's a biconcave, non-nucleated cell. It's actually two cells connected by a little channel, and it's biconcave. And every cell in the body has a nucleus except for a red blood cell. Isn't that funny? The red blood cells have no nucleus, and the longevity is 120 to 125 days, where the spleen and the liver will break it down and just regenerate. It's like a going on process. It breaks it down with a hematin, which is a form of iron, and your body will assimilate that and remake that blood cell.
Correct. So, reproduce, regenerate.
Right. So regeneration is when we had the blessing of having a biophoton machine, and 10 of these 25 people had what they call Roulet formation. And that's where these blood cells, by the millions, they clump to each other like there's a glue holding them, just like you had a fatty meal. And you can even see the people that have these this leaky gut syndrome, they would have excessive protein circulating in their blood. It looked like little blood platelets. They had even little globules of fat tissue because it was not being digested in their digestive system, and their circulation was actually absorbing it. After we use the biophoton on the lumbar vertebrae and across the navel, the belly button, so to speak, of course, 1 inch inside of there, you've got the lymphatic duct that comes up from the second lumbar vertebrae, and it runs parallel to the abdominal aorta. That blood was totally revitalized and the entire agglutination, that Roulet formation, was totally gone. Now the blood cells were able to function and breathe.
I remember when you told me about this. Did this happen from the gas tubes of the sound, of the biophoton or the sound?
You know, it probably was a combination of the two, because we always take the radio frequency modulator and we open up the lymphatic duct starts up opposite the second lumbar vertebrae. And we usually leave it there for a minimum of 5 to 10 minutes to open that duct up. Once that duct opens up now we can move up. We go to the inguinal area. From there we go to the abdomen, right where all the chakras are, all the meridians are, right up the middle, by the navel, of course, under the sternum. We go to the thyroid gland and thymus gland, and we use that machine so productively. Now, two, 3 years ago, we were using the Vibe machine, which everybody is very familiar with the Vibe machine. And that Vibe machine was extremely effective in 50% of the cases.
Well, a lot of my listeners might not be familiar with the Vibe machine. Why don't you explain that one a little bit, too?
Well, the Vibe machine deal with the five noble gases primarily. And it's a frequency machine which they primarily developed back with Lutzkowski and Rife and all these fellows back... back in the 20s, and now, of course...
It's based on a Tesla coil principle, correct?
Oh, Tesla, he's probably the greatest genius of all time.
He was
born 100 years before his time.
He is. My son just did a school science project little thing on Tesla, and the teacher got all excited. I was very happy to hear that in the public school system, there are classes of that stuff.
When Tesla went to Colorado Springs, and he took all the energy from Colorado Springs and Denver, and he was bouncing frequencies off the moon and off.
Yeah.
This is unheard of before. In fact, we've never heard of this. Unless you read this yourself, science will never teach this to you.
Well, it wasn't the Smithsonian until they took it out. Mark Twain has visited laboratories. Several other famous people in the past history were there when he would light bulbs up in his hands, just holding them, putting a million volts to the very air, wireless. Healing energy,
unbelievable.
Healing energy. So when you're around his stuff, you didn't come back out of there with cancer. If you had it, you left without it.
Well, if you follow his history, they drugged him, put him to a sanitarium, and they killed him. They overdrugged him and killed him.
Yeah.
But Thomas Edison tried to hire him when he came from Europe. He interviewed with Thomas Edison because at that time, Thomas Edison had the ear of the government, and he had the only federal grants that were given then.
Right.
He said to Thomas E. Edison, he said, "You could not work as a porter." He said, "For me in my lab."
Well,
Thomas Edison was the biggest thief ever known to humanity.
After that, he was actually digging ditches for Edison to lay the cable lines for his inferior DC process.
Yeah, unbelievable. what they've done.
And
but anyway, everything that they have done has escalated to what we're doing now. We've got these improved electronic apparatuses, which I'm using, the biophoton, and all my people are using them. And I believe right now we have over 100 on order coming in as we speak, and they're thrilled about them.
Well, that's wonderful. What makes me happy? That makes my producer happy. That's all
awesome. Absolutely. In fact, last Wednesday we had a little snowstorm here. It was a Tuesday or Wednesday,
yeah.
And probably the world's greatest authority on essential fatty acids is Udo Erasmus. He was in town also. And we spoke about your machine as well. And it's just amazing how your machine works symbiotically and synergistically with all these things that we're using right now.
Well, I think it's with the electromagnetics of the tubes and the sound probe. It breaks up to the frequencies. It breaks up those gluten and proteins and stuck fatty acids and fatty tissues in the body, even crystals. I mean, I've had people with stones and things like that, or when I have people do liver flushes, if they have a machine available, do it with the machine, and they literally have a pain-free liver flush, removing stones the size of golf balls, literally.
Yeah.
And it's done through the bile duct, so there's no pain involved. It's incredible.
Well, there's actually a tsunami, a total tidal wave of things which are coming in to nutrition today, electronically, and so on and so forth, which are just wonderful. But if I can, I'll get back to your machine. I'll get off of it again.
Let's focus on what we're here to talk about tonight, Gene. The enzymes. This stuff is just.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing.
My loved one's on it. I'm going to be on it in probably the next week or so. Everyone's going to be on it. This stuff is just incredible, folks. Wait till you hear this. All yours, Gene. Go.
Two days ago, a friend of mine was moving from Schaumburg to he bought a home in another location, and he had three fellows helping him. One fellow was helping him was an Afro-American, a very, very intelligent man, and they carried him into my house here, and they said that they think he broke his ankle. Well, I happened to have a doctor, Lerner, my partner, he's a medical doctor, happened to be here. He says, no, he says, the skin is not black and blue yet. He says, so evidently, it's intact. He probably just his toe was back where the heel was. He ripped actually all these ligaments and tendons, but still there was no hemorrhaging. We started with serrapeptase, which is it's being really pushed now. It's all over the United Kingdom and Australia and New Zealand. It's big in England. It's been used for 25 years in Europe. Now they're bringing it to America. There are two types of enzymes: the proteolytic, basically, which are systemic, and also the digestive enzymes. We're not talking about digestive now. We're talking about systemic enzymes, which this is. And it comes from the silkworm. The silkworm gave us one wonderful thing. It gave us an enzyme. When that butterfly breaks out of that cocoon, it releases from its digestive tract an enzyme called serrapeptase, and it eats through this fibrous tissue. And this fibrous tissue, we'll come back to it because that plays an important part in cancer. It eats this little hole through, and the little butterfly, it just flies away. And that little cocoon, it'll just leave it. And that fibrous tissue, it's rough. Take a look at that fibrous tissue. It's really, really difficult.
Right.
And we incorporated that with this treatment. I said, here, I gave him five serrapeptase. I said, you take five every hour during your waking hours. And we put the...
How does the dosage go on that?
Well, usually you follow it, you double whatever the bottle says, but right now in an acute state like this, where there's such severe trauma and such severe inflammation,
right.
we went five per hour for 5 hours. He woke up the next day, his ankle was 80% cured, no cast, no support. We had him sleep with it above the level of his heart, and it did not turn black and blue, so we knew whatever we did was right. We used your machine on him for... We used it for, let's say, a half hour. We paused. We used it for another half hour. So we used it for an hour totally. We actually taped the two plasma tubes with the noble gas in them to his ankle, and in between those two, we put the radio frequency modulator. And, I mean, the pain went away. He had no pain. When they carried him in here, here's a grown, strong man. He was crying. And when he left here, he was actually laughing. He later, as when you called me, he didn't even call me. Next, he went to work, did his thing, didn't even bother calling. But he was using the serrapeptase along with your machine. I try to incorporate the two together if I can because it's much more efficacious, and the effectiveness is unbelievable. Like I said,
I think they complement each other quite well.
But oh, yeah.
Actually, you explained things correctly to me, if I understood. You said he actually lost his medical license, lost his license to drive because of his eyesight, because of everything he was going through. And actually got all those back now, which typically never happens. Once you lose it, that's it. You know, you're.
But we incorporated the I like to use both of those tubes on the common carotid arteries in the jugular, right near the thymus gland and right near the thyroid gland. It seemed to work all together. And then I take that frequency modulator, I put it on the occipital portion, because there are two radiating nerves that come out of the optic nerve that come around to the back part of the head. Now we're treating the front and the back.
Uh-huh.
And we've got, I used some light emitting diodes also. And the lady that we're using this, which is a 51-year-old, very, very vivacious lady. Her husband's a very big investor overseas, and she's been going blind for 14 years. For the first time, she's been coming here for 5 or 6 weeks now to see me. For the first time in 14, 15 years, she can drive a car at night, and she can read the small print in her Bible.
Wow. Wow.
And then she's got this retinopathy where the cones, the rods, are starting to regenerate. And of course, she's on serapeptase as well. Every person that I talk to is either going to be put on one of three things. Serapeptase is the first thing. It's an enzyme. It removes all of the dead the necrotic tissue in your blood, and it heals the endothelial. There's the blood vessels in your body are there's enough in there to go around the earth at the equator 2.5 times. This will not only remove the debris, it heals. It heals. Like they'll talk about when people have a stroke or what have you, or they give them Coumadin. Now, Coumadin, it does nothing for the blood. It helps to prevent another clot from occurring. But the serapeptase will act also as an anticoagulant. It prevents any more of a clot or emboli from building up. But it's a healer. Nothing else will heal the endothelial lining. And the endothelium is maybe a micron thick. There's two little layers. The very, very small, that create nitric oxide. Now, this nitric oxide, people with hypertension don't have this nitric oxide because it creates elasticity in the arterioles. When the heart beats, a systolic pressure, the blood vessel will open up. Now, when hardening of the arteries comes in, they call it atheromatous, the calcium will form. That's atheroma and arteriosclerosis, where it's calcium. Those things will get into the intima, the lining of these individual arteries, harden that artery like you have a form of palsy or Parkinson's. They get very stiff. There is no elasticity whatsoever.
Correct.
But when you heal that with this nitric oxide that's liberated when serapeptase gets in there, the entire cardiovascular system doesn't get a tune-up. It gets an overhaul.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Robert Redfern is going to be on your show March 15th. He's going to spend a week here with me in Chicago. Now, here's a man that is bigger than the barefoot and the lady with the Lorraine Davis.
Please don't insult him with barefoot, please.
Well, but he did a lot of research, and I admire him for that. And then the guy that his curator, what was his name, Kevin Trudeau?
Yeah, Kevin Trudeau.
He's selling books. He sells 14, 15 million. This guy is bigger, 10 times bigger than he is in the United Kingdom,
wow.
Of course, England, Australia, New Zealand, all those English colonies, what have you. And he finally came to America after 25 years, him and his wife.
Wow.
And they're everything that they're doing is anti-inflammatory. The one of the most important things I can say, before cancer becomes cancer, there are 10 stages that go up to the cancerous state. The 9th stage is inflammation. If you can knock out inflammation, you can knock out cancer.
Wow. Hallelujah. I agree. I've seen it happen. I witnessed it. This is truth, folks.
It's totally right. Like, I'll give you an example of a simple. We're talking about nutrition. We haven't gotten into diet yet. I'll give you an example with aortic aneurysms. They had 5-6 years ago, 50%, they had a famine here in America. 50% of all the turkeys died from aortic aneurysms. The aorta ruptured. Why?
Just exploding. Yeah.
They exploded because they had a tremendous deficiency in organic copper. Next year, they double up the copper diet. The death rate from aortic aneurysms was zero. Zero.
Let me give you another one for your books that I think I talked about on my last week's show. Diatomaceous earth. Are you familiar with what that is?
What is it?
Diatomaceous earth. It's what you use in your pool filters. It's like a white, fine powder. You put it in your pool filter to filter out your pool system.
Yeah.
You can get it raw. It's also white when it's unprocessed. And I'm working with a farmer out here that does raw milk, which is just incredible, and I'm going to be doing a show on that in the near future. But he feeds diatomaceous earth to his animals, and they no longer have any parasites or worms at all in the milk and the meat and anything. It just completely eliminates them. It's totally safe.
That's great.
No side effects. I've used diatomaceous earth for years for, you know, because I have pets or animals, for fleas, ticks, or mites.
Well, we use fulvic acid, F-U-L-V-I-C.
Diatomaceous?
Well, we use fulvic acid in place of that, and we're getting the same results with it.
Okay, well, this is a lot cheaper, though. It's like $150 a ton, and let me just finish the story. You put it, you feed it to the animals, now it's in their stool, in their poop, and there's no more flies. The flies never even make it past the larvae stage because this stuff kills them.
I've read articles on that, though.
I mean, this could be something big here, Gene, $150 a ton?
Exactly. Exactly.
I think it can be taken internally by humans, too, because it's totally safe. There's no side effects. It's irritating to the lungs if you breathe it, which you're not supposed to do, but it's an earth. It's just it's mineral.
Well, not like that, but you take example, one of the biggest things today, neurological, multiple sclerosis. It's a direct descendant of cigarette smoking and mercury poisoning. And once that mercury poisoning gets your body so I call it inebriation. So down,
uh-huh.
Parasites will now invade your brain. They pass the blood barrier.
Yes, the blood-brain barrier. So
yes, sir. Once you pass that blood barrier, you're in big trouble.
Alzheimer's, you name it. It's all downhill from there.
Alzheimer's, they're doing research on it now, but they're not the AMA and the FDA. They'll fight it all the way. But this tsunami group of people that we're dealing with right now are really going forward. They're going to do an awful lot.
Well, it's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's time. I mean, folks, there's just no more keeping the light and the truth out there. Away from being out there.
I always say it teasingly, but I mean it very efficaciously, you know, to tell the truth that we be free. And they eventually, they're going to have to. Because these medical men, they're afraid of their own. Where does the medical doctor go when they pull his license?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if they don't use chemo and radiation, 85% of them will not use it on themselves or their family. They use it on their clients and their patients only.
I'm testimony to that. I told you the other night, I got doctors that call me that are radiologists and chemotherapists, and they say, you know, this is what's going on, my wife or my daughter. I ain't going to do what I'm doing to my patients. Well, help me. Tell me what to do. I'll do anything.
The doctor up in Evanston gave me a call. He said, I would look out there in the morning. There are 20 people in my office before I go to the hospital. He said, I'm taking 20 acute cases. I'm making 20 chronic cases up. He said, I'm doing the whole thing wrong. Everything is wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And positivity. Another example, we'll talk a little bit about heart disease here. A 76-year-old friend of mine that he pitched for the San Francisco, not the 49ers, but your team out there in San Francisco. What team is that?
I'm not too much into football and sports. I like to play sports, but I'll sit there and vegetate and watch them.
Well, Bonds plays for him anyway. Well, this guy, back in the 50s, he was first. They didn't even have the gun then, but he was southpaw. He had the first 100-mile-per-hour fastball. Well, now the guy, he's near 80 years of age, and he has a heart attack. I mean, boy, you know, think about that. The heart attack, all of a sudden, they take him in, they give him a stent. Now, the coronary artery is very short and it's very tortuous. Now, I could take a seamstress to go into the femoral artery, comes up through the abdominal aorta into the aorta and into the heart itself, and they put a little tubing. I could get a seamstress to do the same job, but they charge. It takes 45 minutes, and they charge $22,000 for this treatment. $22,000.
Oh my God!
Now they haven't removed the clot. Now eventually this thing will build up again. There's going to be another clot. There's going to be another embolism there, and they have to go back and do it again. If the man does live.
Right, right.
But the man has to live.
So we started
him on serapeptase.
Because we could talk as we do on the phone. I'm telling you, we could literally just tape our conversations, folks, that Gene and I have, and when we really talk about the really juicy stuff, and we're on the phone for, an hour or two sometimes?
Minimum.
Since we're time limited here, let's try and focus now, since you're getting into the coronary artery, the heart.
Well, we are. That's exactly where I'm at. The serapeptase itself, we began him on three times 9 per day, and that's a big potency, the very, very smallest potency. And the doctor said to him after he had his initial attack, he said, your mitral valve, which is your bicuspid, and the tricuspid valve, which is the aortic, he said, we have to put a St. Jude valve in there, which is what it was. They have special materials for it, which they've tested, and they say it's supposed to be good and last a lifetime, so on and so forth. And so he said, well, come on back in 90 days. So we took, and we put him on the nutritional problems, and he went back, and his doctor, the head doctor of the cardiology department, runs the entire hospital. Very intelligent Harvard man. And I was with Mr. Moore when we went back there. And he looked at me. He looked back at Tom. He says, "Tom," he said, "what have you done?" He said, don't tell me. He said, "I don't want to know." He said, "but the valves in your heart now are the equal of an 18-year-old boy."
Wow.
There's a 78-year-old man that's had a double stent put in. And he said, "Is this your doctor friend that's working with you?" He says, "Yes." He says, "Whatever you're doing," he says, "don't stop. Don't stop."
Yeah,
also, he had lesions on his lungs from asthma. His asthma is totally gone.
Yeah, I hear that one from doctors a lot. Whatever you're doing, I don't want to know. Don't stop it, though.
Well, I feel these men are among the 4% of the most intelligent, educated, IQ'd men in the world, and they're running with fear. When they take your license away from you and you can't practice, where do you go? They can't drive a bus. They can't go dig a hole. They can't go be selling used cars. What can a medical doctor do when they step in and they remove your license? Nothing.
Well, first of all, I don't want somebody practicing on me. I want somebody that knows what they're doing, knows what the results are going to be if I do what they say to do.
Well, that's exactly what they call it. They go into practice. They really are practicing. But the thing, it never should get that far. It doesn't have to get that far. Between the biophoton, what it does for the circulation, and for what it does to the human body, along with nutraceuticals, they work together symbiotically. There's a synergism in there. It's unbelievable the results you get. If I were to lie to you and exaggerate, I still wouldn't touch the truth.
Well. Yeah, this stuff that we're working on here, folks, this is what we're going to be focusing on.
I'm 72 years old. I'm in total awe. I worked with a Vibe machine for 5 years, and I was working with 50%. I said, there has to be a different answer out there. And, of course, we've got the noble gas there. We've got the frequency modulator, and we got so much going for it. You put ozone in the body. You put oxygen in the body. It's amazing.
I love it. I think you're going to be my spokesperson for the biophoton. I'm learning as we go with this machine, folks. It amazes even me, even today. I've been doing this since 98. I've got them all over the world. And the testimonies and the research I'm getting back is just, wow. I mean, if we really could put some money into this, Gene, like we're going to do shortly, I know.
Oh, yeah. I have 121 emails on my machine. And in fact, it's locked up on me now. And 90% of them, they run those. They said, "What doctor can I go to the biophoton machine?"
Well, through you, have them send you the money, and we'll get going because I'm ready. We're getting the boards done as we speak. The new version's going to be coming out. Prototype will be done next month. The Ultra will be ready to launch next year, which will be the doctor medical grade, medically approved version. That'll probably be in the neighborhood of $40,000 to $50,000. And we're going to be working with the LED lights, by the way, Gene, which I knew you were very excited to hear, that we're going to incorporate the biophoton version Pro that's coming out next, very shortly, the next few months, with LED lights. And by Dr. Miller himself.
This is our Rob Redfern was in Chicago. He's coming back. When he was here, he made an appointment. He picked up, he flew to San Diego to pick up the light-emitting diodes that he took back. He uses them with his Accu micro, somewhat of a, I guess it's like acupuncture. He does it electronically. They call it microcurrent.
Electroacupuncture. The biophoton does that as well. Uh-huh. Interesting. Please give out Redfern's website if you know it offhand.
Redfern will be, he'll be with you, probably speaking. He'll be speaking with me after you do next week. And then I've got he's going to come in, the guy with the omega-3s. And Redfern, he goes with his therapeutic. Like I said, we went in there to cure up these arteries, to clean these arteries out, which we did. Plus, it also took care of a case of air. But see, this doesn't tune you up. This overhauls you. It goes through your entire cardiovascular system. Guys with prostatic inflammation, like I said, inflammation is the next stage to cancer. It knocks the inflammation out. It bites it in the butt. If you go to cholecystitis or liver, nephritis, you go to the kidneys, this works for the entire system.
This is exciting, folks. I think we've got cancer figured out now. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Miller?
they had it figured out back in 1919 when Tesla went in and destroyed bacteria in the cancerous cell. There was bacteria in it then, and they denied there was a bacteria in the nucleus in the DNA back then, and now they're coming back out saying, well, you know, you're right. There is a microbial a form of protein in the DNA which is pathogenic in that cell, and now they're destroying. See, the cancer cell is a weak cell. A very weak cell. And it's so weak that it has to surround itself with this fibrous capsule. It's a lattice-type fibrous capsule. This is why chemo and radiation don't work. It can't get in there.
Right, correct. Well, before we get too into this, Dr. Modus, please give out information, or at least spell the serrapeptase for our listeners so they can be looking it up on the Internet right now. And they will find Redfern's product because it's called Blockbuster, correct, or The Blockbuster?
Well, The Blockbuster is a big... Let's see, where's the serrapeptase thing here?
It's called Blockbuster, right? That's a serrapeptase combination he's putting together that's just phenomenal, folks. I mean,
Look up Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Redfern, R-E-D-F-E-R-N. It sounds like Robert Redfern. It's Robert Redfern.
Fern, like the plant.
In fact, what I'll do here, let me get my machine on here, and I'll pull it up. When I speak, I ad lib because there's so much that I have to tell my people.
Right.
There's just totally too much.
I told you, be ready. You have everything in front of you so you just get through it because we have very little time. This hour's going to fly by.
Okay.
Or 55 minutes, Producer Don. We'll be off at 6:55.
Well, we
tend to run over because we could easily keep going.
When I get on my program, I talk till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Here it is.
Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, and the number 4. And then Good Health, GoodHealth.
.com?
Robert Good Health, Robert for Good Health at Yahoo, YAHOO.com.
There you go, folks. There you go. Wonderful. Thank you.
Now, by the way, if anybody does email him, he has yet to fail me. He answers everyone. Just tell him you would talk with Dr. Miller on this program at this time, and you're very interested. And he will, in fact, he has sent some of his book. He's got a new book out now on serrapeptase, the second gift from the silkworm. In fact, now we've gone one step further. We've got something called lumbrokinase coming out of China from the silkworm, but from another type of the little groundworm that walks in on the sidewalk. They can eat stones and digest them. The earthworm.
It has six enzymes in there. Okay, yes.
And it's so powerful that we won't have it for another year or two because if you just take one, it does so much to your circulation that they have a very strong tendency for bleeding and hemorrhaging. So it's undergoing an awful lot of research. Whereas right now, the serrapeptase, the people I talk to, they're in total awe by it, total awe. Whether it be cancer, whether it be AIDS, anything with an itis, anything with an inflammation. I don't care if it's Lyme's disease. I don't care if it's Crohn's disease. I don't care if it's diverticulitis, diverticulosis, proctitis, you name it. If there's an itis on there, you get with the serrapeptase.
That's awesome. That is incredible. Well, folks, we're 43 minutes into the show, so we've hit the half-hour mark. Any call-ins, please feel free to do so. Any questions you may have for Dr. Miller or myself. Again, the numbers toll-free in the United States are 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for all our international callers out there, of course, put the international code, then dial 530-876-3222. It's just so exciting. Sometimes I can't even talk.
It's breathtaking. We haven't even touched on pediatric medicine with children. We haven't even gone. You should see my people that work in animals. These veterinarians, they get on. They'll talk all night long because they people love their dogs more than they love their kids.
Well, yeah, it's good when you have that opportunity, like I do, when you're around farmers and you can actually work with their crops as well as their farm animals, but their farm animals, and see these kind of amazing results. I mean, because the animals don't have any doubt in their mind when they see this light tube box come up with these gas tubes, and you're supposed to do what now? Stick them on my body somewhere? Okay, wow, whatever. What's that going to do for me? They don't have that thought process.
Well, we keep the light frequency modulator going with the horses at both at Hawthorne Park and also at Arlington Park, and these horses are reaping the harvest from it.
Ah, you hear that, horse people out there? Into the money and the horses? I'm not into the money yet, but I'm definitely into the horses. That's a good inside tip right there. This technology, as it's been, I've got one of the old original big giant wrapped coil devices they used to use on the animals, and you just crank it down, and it's perfect for humans. But it did some miracles with horses, which is, you name it. You know, broken bones that wouldn't heal, the horses would have to be put down.
And see, dogs and animals don't understand placebo effect at all.
They talk about the placebo effect. Let me give you a good one, a really good one. I had a cat, beautiful Himalayan Persian cat I had, that got hit by a car, and it was a lowered car. So this car was probably going to be, and it was lowered. It was probably going to be 3 inches off the floor, 4 inches. There wasn't enough space for barely the skull of the cat to get under the car. The cat got rolled underneath the car. And then it freaked out so much it ran off limping. And I went and finally found her and brought her home. She couldn't move. I thought she's internally bleeding. She's gone. She's dead. This is it. I couldn't find the open wounds on her, but she just wouldn't move. And I put a biophoton tube under her, another one on top of her, and she just laid right there for about an hour. She was able to at least hobble over to her food and get some water, and then she went and laid back down again. I put the machine back on her. By the next day, she was standing and getting food. She didn't heal for about a week or two. It took a while, but
You didn't have Sarah prep days.
No. That would have speeded the process.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to be an included package with the biophoton, like the coral calcium is, folks, and the silver, which basically comes along with the machine to clean the tubes. But it'll be in there to actually use for the variety of silver uses that silver can be used for. So we've got some interesting ideas in store for you out there and what we're putting together and what's going to be available and is available actually right now. So again, go to our website, tobehealthynow.com. You will have a website that I'm going to help you get up at least temporarily. I don't know if we're going to be working with Dr. Lerner or not. Work with both of every. I'm willing to work with everybody.
Well, Dr. Lerner was here last night, and the only thing, and I'll tell you why he comes here frequently to see me. I mean, he lives a mile, just maybe 2 or 3 miles away.
I bet I know why.
Him is, you're right, 100%. Now, here's a man that just had two kidneys replaced and a liver. He took both of the plasma tubes and put them right across his abdomen. Now, on the left side and the right side where the scar tissue was, it looked like a fist had sucked him. He fell asleep on my couch with both of these tubes on him. He's got a little prosthetic condition, so I put it in the perineum. I put the radio frequency modulator down. He didn't want to leave. And his wife said, yeah, we're not leaving yet because I'm going to take mine right now.
Well, we're going to have to get working on them because I think his story is going to be one of the great testimonials, especially the fact that
last night we had a house when the poor guy is laying on the couch with a broken ankle and the two guys that carried him in. And she tells everybody openly, she's very expressive. She says, there's no way my husband's kidney shut down, his liver shut down. We waited 9 months to get two kidneys and a liver. God bless him, I say rosary for him. A young man was hit in the head with a baseball in Milwaukee. He died, but he was an organ donor. He got the liver and two kidneys from a 24-year-old young man. May he rest in peace. God bless him. And now Dr. Kerner is alive. Dr. Kerner was 20 years younger than he did last time. He blew up. He had this ascites. They took maybe 100 pounds of water out of him, like something like 10 or 12 liters of water.
Well, Gene, those are the pictures I need for that website I'm telling you to put together. Those are really the before and afters of what happened and what he went through.
Totally awesome. And we know in front he would not have made it. He could not have lasted 9 months without. In fact, there were a couple nights that I had to take the machine because I had sent away to people that were buying them. And he would not allow. He has a condominium downtown, and he's got a home here in Lyle. He wouldn't let me in to get it. In fact, you met Rhonda. Rhonda went to get it, and he wouldn't give it to her because she lives up north side of Chicago, and she was a client of mine. Says, "Wait, please, please." I said, "I need it." I said, "Larry, I need it." He says, "I'm not giving it to you."
Yeah, I'm not laughing because this is, you know, it's hilarious to look down and point away. It's just funny to see how people get. It's like, no, that's mine.
They're extremely possessive. I have an ex-wife that got it, and my God, it was like going through a divorce again.
Gene, let's give out your email address again, just so people can contact you. I don't know if we give it out.
My email?
Yes.
D-O-C-T-O-R, Dr. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Ph.D. It's Dr. Miller, a lot of people put D-R, it's not D-R, it's D-O-C-T-O-R, spell it out, M-I-L-L-E-R-P-H-D. I'm at AOL.com.
Okay, wonderful.
And I'm like Robert Redfern. Now, he's from England, and I love his English accent. And he's very sardonic, he's very serious. There is no time for frivolity with him. He is all business.
Well, that's going to be an exciting show. I'd like to have you both on, actually. Maybe I'll have you both do it, and I'll just kind of sit in the background the way you guys
are. Well, I will send you six to eight different tapes of his speaking. Sarah Peptase is his big one. Now, in fact, I just today got his book on acupuncture. It's called Mastering Acupuncture with his little simple machine he uses. But he incorporated two new containers of Cerazyme, which is serrapeptase, 80,000 international units. And it comes in enteric coated because the coating on the enzyme itself will not digest until it goes into the small intestine. It'll stay in the stomach. You should take these on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to take digestive enzymes, take them before you eat and after you eat. But when you take serrapeptase, which is a systemic one, you only take it in the morning when your stomach is empty, and you take it at night. And there is no gastric regurgitation and GERD. And in fact, if anything, if there's any inflammation in your esophagus or your stomach, it'll knock it out.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time on this one. This was fun.
We haven't even scratched the surface. I have 500 pages of notes here just for you tonight. We haven't even touched them.
Well, you will be back on. I will have someone on next week in regards to water, which is going to be very interesting. But you are going to be back on. I'm going to be on your thing Wednesday. Is that something we can invite our listeners to?
Positively.
What's the number? Do you have the number?
I don't have the number to Wednesday. It's undergoing a modification now.
Email Dr. Miller or myself at sacredtech, SACREDTECH, at cox.net, or Dr. Miller at Dr. spelled out Miller, PhD, at AOL.com in regards to that, and we'll get the information out to you into that show and the call-in numbers and so forth. And hopefully we'll have the issue of raising hands answered so people can ask their questions. So, anyways, to interrupt the show, Dr. Miller, but we're running out of time here tonight, so I'll leave our listeners with the links or for the questions or inquiries on tonight's show. Again, the general website is thetobehealthynow.com. That's www, the number 2, or the numeral 2, not the word 2, and then spell out the words behealthynow.com. Or go to the bbsradio.com website under tonight's show info down the center and get the links to our websites there. Dr. Miller, we gave out your email address. Again, that's Dr. spelled out Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Ph.D. at AOL.com. Thanks for tuning in tonight, conscious listeners, and thank you, Dr. Miller, for your time, your knowledge, and for helping.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for helping to raise awareness.
Good. I'll be talking to you Wednesday. I'll be on the opposite side of the phone for you.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll be on at 1, 2 in the morning like we normally are, talking late at night.
I'll tell you, you and I will be up to 4 o'clock because we're going to have maybe 100 people waiting to order the machines. They want the machine right now, and I just said they can only be made, they're handmade,
yeah,
number one.
Unfortunately, right now, folks, each one is custom made, but each one is made with love and light, so they're unique. I'm hoping, this is scaring me, Doctor, when I go through the transition of actually turning it over to someone else where they're actually going to produce the machine for me, and I may just do the assembly. I may do nothing. I may just get the finished machine.
The downtime for my machine has been 3 years. It hasn't been down one time in 3 years.
Yeah, and they're very durable, folks. Again, so we got to cut it short here. So thank you, brothers and sisters of
life,
for tuning in tonight. And thank you, and be sure to come back next week for another highly enlightening and conscious-shifting show. Our guest next week will be Ronald Palmage from www.miraculewater.com. That's www.miracule, not miracle, it's miracule, M-I-R-A-C-U-L-E, water, W-A-T-E-R, the very essence of life, .com. www.miraculewater.com. Be sure to go to the Trusted News Trader blog and info site at www.bbsradio.com on the left of the BBS Radio homepage. There is some incredible information there, folks. Feel free to put up any useful information you feel might be helpful to our listeners. And as always, it is our mission with the simple truth to continually seek out cutting-edge products and healing modalities from around the world and to do our best to keep you up to date on the current affairs going on in our country. Most importantly, we are always seeking and staying in truth and in the light, in love, always. And again, many thanks to our producer, Donald Newsom, and BBS Radio for what you do. You do it so well. Don't forget, folks, if it's not on mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. So spread the news, spread the truth, spread the love, and spread the light. Bye for now. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. And may your lives be filled with a great joy and wonder always. Love and light to all.